Do you know, there's a rumour. Do you know what a rumour is? Do you know what a rumour is? Can't hear you. Who knows what a rumour is? A little bit of gossip. A little story going around, you know. Didn't know whether it was true or not, but it was a rumour in the farmyard. And Clara, the chicken, she heard it first. Oh, she went. Oh, fancy that. Oh, must go and tell somebody. And she went over to Daisy Duck and said to Daisy Duck, oh, said Daisy Duck, is that true? Yes. Oh, she said, I must go and tell someone. It got all round the farmyard. Basil Bull heard it. Oh.
Oh, he said, that's great. Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm glad to hear about that.
What's the name of the cow? Not Clara the chicken. Oh, Carrie the cow. Oh, yes, Carrie the cow. Well, she heard it. Oh, she moo, that's lovely. Oh, glad about that. And Harry the horse. When he heard it, he went, oh, hee-haw, that's great. Oh, he's a donkey, isn't he? It was all round the farmyard, this little bit of gossip, a bit of rumour. You see, somebody was going to a show. Somebody in the farm was going on exhibition. But Percival the pig, he was depressed. He was sitting in the sty and he was thinking to himself, "Was it matter if anybody's going to this show? It won't be me. Look at me. Look at my face. Fancy taking me to a show with a snout like this. Have you seen a pig snout? You ever seen a pig snout? Oh, he said, look at me, the ugliest thing in the farmyard. And look at me tail. Now, who'd have a what's the good of my tail? You ever seen a pig's tail? What's the use of that stupid thing I've got at the back there? Doesn't even keep the flies off. Stupid tail. And look at the shape of me. Great big barrel of a thing I am. I'm depressed. Nobody worries about me. Nobody thinks about me. Nobody cares about me. Let them all go to the show. They won't want me to go. I'm too ugly. I'm an ugly old pig. You ever felt like that? Depressed. Nobody cares. Well, it was all round the yard, and Howard the horse, he was saying to himself, I reckon it's me, you know. I've been to before at these shows. He was a great chap. Got a lovely shape about him, and lovely head. Everybody used to pat him on the nose and give him bits of sugar. Harry the horse was, yeah, oh, it must be me. Must be me. And even Daisy the duck, she jumped in the pond and she said to herself, I'll spruce myself up. I'll give myself a good old clean. And she preened her feathers and made herself look nice and smart and came out the pond and thought, I'm ready for any show. What's the name of the cow? Carrie the cow. Oh, she thought, perhaps it's me, you know. I've got some lovely horns, beautiful horns I've got, and look at my face. I've got a real cow's face. Comes from the Isle of Wight. Well, she thought she was going. And all the animals were thinking, is it me? Is it me? Poor old Percival Pig.
Not me. Look at me snout. Look at me tail.
Look at me feet. Who'd have feet like that? They call them trotters. Short legs, fat body, funny tail, big snout. Look at my ears flopping all over the place. Apart from that, I'm filthy dirty anyway. And he was depressed. Nobody thinks about me. I'm only an old pig. Well, out came the farmer one day with his bucket of food. And he went up to the chickens and he put the food in the chicken run. Walked away. All the chickens thought, not one of us. Not one of us. Not today. Went round to the ducks. Daisy Duck preened herself. Look, I'm nice and clean. Threw some food down to the ducks. Walked away. Quack, quack. Not us today. Not us today. Went over to, what's the name of the cow? Carrie the cow. Gave her some food. Carrie thought, moo, not me. He's gone away from me. Went up to Harry the horse and gave him some hay. Walked away. And Harry the horse said, not me either. Who's left? Basil. Basil the bull. Went up to Basil the Bull. Oh, he's a big fella, he was. Gave him his food, then walked away from him. Then he went into the pigsty. And Percival was looking so depressed. I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm so sad I am.
Nobody bothers about me.
But he didn't get any food. The farmer didn't give him any food. He said, come on, Percy. Won't you? Let him out the sty. Took him over to the hose pipe and hosed him down. Squirted water all over him, then brushed him. Even brushed his tail. He said, Percy, he said, you've got a lovely tail. Percy went, oh. And he cleaned his teeth. Got a toothbrush and he cleaned Percy's teeth. Oh, he said, Percy, you've got some lovely teeth. Percy went, oh. Look at your lovely snout, you've got a beautiful face. Went all over Percival and cleaned him up. Took him over to the lorry, walked him up the ramp, put him inside, and took Percy to the show. Percy'd never been to a show in his life before. There's all these animals all around, and there were lots of pigs. But when Percy looked at them, he thought, I'm fatter than any of them. He said, not only that, I think I'm better looking than some of them. And when all the pigs were parading in front of all the judges, what did they do? They put a blue ribbon on Percy. He won. And when he came back to the farm, all the farmyard gathered round, the chickens were chuckling, and the ducks were, what the ducks do? Quacking. And the bull was going, whirr. Harry the horse was, hee-haw, and he thought it was a donkey. All the animals in the farmyard came round and looked at Percy. Percy thought, look at him. I thought I was nobody. But I'm somebody now. Somebody cares about me. Somebody thinks about me. And he cheered up. You ever seen a pig with a smile on his face? You haven't? Well, Percy had one. He had a pig smile on his face. He's going around the farmyard and going, grinning all over his face. And he's wagging his little tail. Happy as can be. And he kept on saying, somebody thinks about me. Do you know that's true? There are boys and girls like that, aren't there? Nobody thinks about me. I'm a nobody. Look at me. I'm not even good looking. You look in the mirror and think, oh dear, where can I go with a face like that? Or maybe you look at yourself and think, oh, I'm not very strong. I haven't got any muscles. Not like the boy down the road. But I'll tell you something. There's somebody who does think about you. Guess who that is? Who thinks about you? Not your boyfriend. You haven't got a boyfriend, have you? No, you keep clear of him. Wouldn't happen if I was you. But somebody thinks about you. And his name is Jesus. He's not going to put you in a show. But I tell you this, he loves you. And he wants the best for you. He wants your life to be clean. He wants your life to be happy. He wants you to feel that you're part of his plan. Percival Pig was never depressed anymore. He thought, even if I never go to another show, at least I know somebody thinks about me.